Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
19 minutes it is to 5 o'clock this morning. Liesel van der Westhuizen joins me in studio now. Good morning, Liesel.
Good morning, Africa. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. Thank you very much. How was yours?
Yeah, it was good. An active one. You can't help but be active when you're in Cape Town because there's just so much to do.
Yeah, no, it is indeed. We're talking about being fit for purpose today, where a water advocate, an ultra runner, and a businesswoman, I imagine all of that in one person.
In one person, yes. That is the person.
Has made a goal, which is audacious.
200 marathons in 200 days for water awareness. And because it's Women's Month, I thought for our Motivation Monday, we'd look at women. And this is actually the first international woman we featured on our Motivation Monday, because we always look at incredible South Africans at home doing things. But this person is actually heading to the continent at the moment to run here and raise awareness. I'm talking about Mina Guli, Australian born from Melbourne, who is a water advocate, a global leader committed to protecting the world's water resources, has been recognized by Fortune as one of the greatest leaders in the world, spoken at UN, and is a self-confessed non-runner who has hundreds and hundreds of marathons and run hundreds and hundreds of marathons on various continents. And through these expeditions and runs, Mina has built a community of everyday water advocates in over 190 countries and territories. And there's a variety of virtual runs and runs that she's completing later this year. But just to go, we'll talk about this in a moment. But this woman has a 15-year career in law, climate change, and is the CEO of Thirst Foundation, a non-profit organization established in 2012 that delivers groundbreaking action to protect the world. Waters, and she's just arrived in South Africa, which is very exciting.
And this is a trek she's doing all around the world, I suppose, because water issues are not only unique to us in South Africa, but I imagine every other part of the world.
Absolutely. And the campaign, it's Thirsty is running 6 global running blue activations this year. And this whole campaign of her running the 200 marathons actually started in Australia and is heading everywhere. So it's not just a crisis for water. She's going to be doing a variety of run blue activations leading up to the UN Water Conference later this year, and each raising awareness around water issues. So Zero Waste Water Run is from the 4th to the 7th of August for Plastic Free Week. Then Sweat for Soap Run is the 10th to 15th of October for Global Hand Washing Day. World Climate Run is from the 10th to 13th of November. So it's all around water. And Mina arrived in Kenya in June of this year and has just arrived in South Africa after she's run 62 marathons, and she's still got to get to that 200 mark. And it's all part of that Run Blue campaign to raise awareness around water, the urgency of the water problem, and to drive the concrete action by governments about protecting our water. But I was just thinking for a moment, 200 marathons.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm stuck on.
My first thought is, what toll does it have on your body? And I actually got Mina to answer, because that was the big question for me. So yeah, is Mina Guli, water activist, CEO of Thirst, who is currently running 200 marathons, just telling us about the effect on her body.
I prepare for my runs physically by making sure that I've got all my gear out the day before and I'm fully prepared to run. I have a philosophy that is always be recovering. So I'm always eating, resting, and making sure that I'm good to go the next day. How do I prepare mentally? Actually, I try to just be in the moment. Every day I write a note to myself, be in the moment. And being in the moment means trying to absolve myself of fear and worry of the challenge that's upcoming, either because of the sheer number of marathons I'm going to run or because of the difficulty of the run that I'm about to endure. So always be recovering and stay in the moment.
That's Mina Guli just talking about what the toll is on the 200 marathons and running that much. And very important question, it's one thing that we always speak about, is always be recovering, and recovery plays an important role in her training, as well as just being ready. I mean, Mina travels all over the world. She's running all over the world, and that relaxation and that recovery is really vital. And not just for her, weekend warriors as well who are out there training, same thing. Recovery is really important.
I would have an ice-making machine running in the background while I'm doing the marathon so that when I come back home, I submerge myself in a bath of ice water. Because as we have discussed before, it's one of the best ways to recover on such long endurance races like that.
Absolutely. And a book that I'm reading at the moment also says, it's by author Ben Greenfield, says that sleep is just as vital as the ice. Sleep is just as good for your recovery for any endurance event. But now imagine you're traveling all around the world, different bed every night, and you've got to get up the next day to run your marathon, then still go meet with global leaders, community leaders.
And be all advocating.
Yes. So we absolutely support Mina and the Run Blue campaign. And everyone can get involved. You can enjoy the movement, Run Blue campaign, by taking part in any of the running, walking activations. Just visit runblue.org. Anywhere in the world you can participate, because a lot of these are virtual.
I think it's a wonderful cause, Liesl. Thank you very much. Talk about kicking off Women's Month in the most motivational way. Mina Guli, we wish you all the best on your journey. Liesl, we'll chat again tomorrow.